This is Fresh Air. Mick Jagger is 80 years old. Keith Richards turns 80 in December. And the Rolling Stones have just released their first collection of new songs in 18 years. The album is called Hackney Diamonds and features guest appearances, including Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, and Paul McCartney. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the album is surprisingly lively, with at least one song that can stand among their very best.
In recent years, the Rolling Stones as a band have existed as a brand or rubber stamp, as when a TV ad or a movie soundtrack plugs in a few bars of Gimme Shelter or Sympathy for the Devil as a quick, too easy way to signal danger or decadence or doom. With the death of drummer Charlie Watts 2 years ago, the notion of a new Stones album meaning very much was, well, it's not something one really thought about. And so the immediate warmth of Hackney Diamonds comes as a pleasant shock. Get Close, one of three songs that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards co-wrote with producer Andrew Watt. Watt has produced Post Malone and Justin Bieber, as well as recent work with veterans like Ozzy Osbourne and Iggy Pop. For this album, he keeps Jagger's vocals on an equal plane with the guitars and drums. Drums provided mostly by Steve Jordan, but there are also two cuts with work that Charlie Watts did before his passing. Andrew Watt's production style here is to be as self-effacing as possible while the songs work up their own grooves.
You're driving me too hard. You pushed it way too far. Every time I give a little bit, you muscle in and take it out. You're driving me away.
That's Driving Me Too Hard. Prior to releasing the album, two singles were issued. The first was Angry, with a clenched Mick Jagger squawking, "Don't be angry with me." It was so mediocre, such a self-parody, that it made you want to avoid Hackney Diamonds in advance. But then they released a second song, Sweet Sounds of Heaven. It's everything Angry is not. Loose and soulful, unafraid to seem sincere and ambitious. On Sweet Sounds of Heaven, Stevie Wonder plays keyboards that tumble into the guitars of Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood as Jagger's voice carries the melody. The cut is more than 7 minutes long, and Lady Gaga starts singing background vocals about 2 minutes in. At first, you think the Stones are just using her to remind you of Mary Clayton's indomitable vocals on Gimme Shelter, But then 5 minutes in, the music drops away, you think the song's over, and Gaga just starts vamping, making a noise that Jagger picks up on, sending his own voice into a falsetto, and together they bring the song to a new climax. Stones conclude Hackney Diamonds with a cover of Muddy Waters' Rolling Stone. Just Mick and Keith on harmonica and acoustic guitar. It's the blues song the band took its name from. It's a very nice farewell, but the album really peaked just before that, with Sweet Sounds of Heaven, about the earthly pleasures of making music, for which the Rolling Stones sound vigorously grateful.
Ken Tucker reviewed the Rolling Stones' new album called Hackney Diamonds. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be filmmaker Werner Herzog. He goes to extremes to make films about extreme personalities, predicaments, and places. He's made movies in the Amazon jungle, a documentary about a man who lived with grizzly bears until he was eaten by one. He's described two of his lead actors as madmen. He's written a new memoir. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Chaloner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Teresa Madden directed today's show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in.